The Angels looking for their third straight win while also trying to snap the Dodgers' 10-game winning streak. Ricky Nolasco on the hill for the Halos. Cody Bellinger getting ready for this one. We pick it up third inning, scoreless game. Yunel Escobar facing Rich Hill.
Little bloop in the short right, and it's going to drop in for a base hit, and two runs are going to score. Escobar, the bloop hit to right. Maven and Calhoun come in, and the Angels take a 2-0 lead. Now here's the pitch. Fly ball to right. Well hit. Calhoun at the wall. He jumps and makes the catch. Peterson narrowly missing a home run. A perfectly timed leap by Cole Calhoun.
Pitch down the middle. He changed speeds again. I don't know if that was the split finger fastball or if it was a slider. Calhoun went back, held out the left hand so he would know where the fence was. He reached up, and that ball would have hit about 6 inches from the top of the fence had he not caught it.
Nolasco, terrific night to this point. The 0-2, Hill swings and misses down on strikes. That's the fourth strikeout for Nolasco, and it's the first out of the fifth. And the 1-2. Call strike three. He knew it. Nolasco's fifth strikeout, two out, nobody on. Nolasco delivers. Ground ball again off the leg of Nolasco. This time it rolls up the first baseline in foul territory. Puig will be held at third, and the Dodgers have second and third and one man out. Back-to-back hits off Ricky Nolasco's leg. So the Angels are going to the bullpen, and that will give Puig and the training staff some time to piece him back together. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Bedrosian set, pitch to Utley. Call strike three. He knew it, so did everybody else. No runs, two hits, two left. We go to the eighth.
The Angels win their third in a row, blanking the Dodgers 4-0. LA's 10-game winning streak comes to an end. Ricky Nolasco snaps a 7-star losing streak, tossing 6 1/3 scoreless innings. After getting struck by that hard grounder and having to leave the game, he'll be reevaluated on Tuesday. Yunel Escobar finishes with 2 hits and 2 RBIs. The Dodgers' 10-game winning streak is snapped. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
You know, he went, I changed his delivery. And he and Honey were working together and trying to simplify the delivery. And it was kind of a modified wind-up, abbreviated stretch. And, you know, right there, the repeatability obviously led to the command of the breaking ball. The fastball had life and the direction was great. And, you know, mixing in the cutter once in a while was getting some good, you know, just kind of changing you know, a little bit of a lane changer for Rich. So that was good. And the composure, and I think the biggest thing is, yeah, we lost a baseball game tonight, but the biggest win is for Rich to give us 7 innings, pitch the way that, you know, 2016 Rich threw the baseball.
How much more important does this outing carry considering Brandon's on the deal?
It's huge. And, you know, when you sign a guy like Rich and on his track record and have certain expectations, and this is what we expected from him, and win or lose, but the way he competed, the way he was attacking the strike zone and just was in control. You know, you look at the walk to Nolasco, and you know, there was a potential double play ball, hard hit ball, and you know, he had Espinoza 0-2 for another run. And so, you know, those are little things that you can kind of point to potentially making an even better outing. But I think overall, the body of work, very good.
How does he repeat this next time out?
I was talking to him, you know, after that seventh inning, and there was just a really confident look. So I think that cleaning up that delivery or simplifying, I think, is a big part of it. Because I think that right now, with him performing and seeing some results, I think that his next turn, we should see a lot more of this.
What was Ricky Nolasco doing to be so effective?
You know, it was interesting. He's a 50-50 fastball off-speed type pitcher. And, you know, to the guys that, you know, he was spinning the baseball, he was throwing it for strike. you know, but certain guys that we would expect him to spin it was throwing fastballs, and you know, he and Maldonado did a nice job back there. So, you know, he's a veteran pitcher who had a really good night.
With Freeman batting in, so that means Corey wasn't
available. Yeah, Corey wasn't available. I think that, you know, obviously to have him on the bench active, but, you know, in talking to the training staff, and this is something that he actually did on a swing, felt it on a swing. So he swung the bat a little bit today, but to try to heat him up, put him in a game, and to potentially, you know, put him in harm's way, I just didn't feel it was the right thing to do. So before the game, we made that decision that Corey was going to be active, but I wasn't going to use him.
Same to be said for tomorrow too. I mean, how long can you? Stay?
Tomorrow's another day. He's going to do some more tests. So we'll see. I'm hopeful. I don't want to say he'll be unavailable tomorrow, but you know, tomorrow obviously he'll be a little bit closer than he was today. Tomorrow, it's today. There was some testings, but it was more at the 80 percentile. Where I think that tomorrow, we're gonna run some arcs and push him a little bit more on the percentage effort level,
so and
not medical tests. And we're gonna do some things as far as more live batting practice. So I'll have a better idea tomorrow. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Yesterday's kind of marathon game, up and down emotionally, and you know, in the 100-degree heat, and how long it went, may have played it all into today.
I don't know. I guess there's something to that, but I know coming into today, we felt good. We felt like we were going to win a baseball game, and you know, Rich threw the baseball well. Nolasco did also, but I mean, there's something to it, but it's a night game after a day game, and again, we felt good coming in. So I know nobody in there is going to say that was a reason why we got shut out tonight.
Hey, when you let Rich Hill bat in the fifth, I think down 3-0, but he's still pitching well at that point. Is part of it getting that, like, not past the fifth inning monkey off his back? Were you cognizant of that at all? Or
no, I wasn't. I think that's something that I am aware of. But I thought that, you know, for each of our starters, it's more of, I understand their history, their recent history, but within the game, I'm trying to, you know, watch how effective they are, how, you know, their body language, do they look fatigued? And for me, he was filling up the strike zone, had command of his pitches, and I thought he was getting swings and misses, and I thought he deserved that opportunity. So for me right there, Eric, I thought it was a no-brainer.
Can you explain your 17-game home run streak ending against the American?
Thought we almost had one. That's this game of baseball. I think that Ricky Nolasco leads the majors in home runs given up, and you know, you look at where we were at home, and that's the great thing about this game is that's why we play. And again, tip your hat to him. He threw a good baseball game.
Up next, the series against the Angels continues on Tuesday with Kenta Maeda on the hill.